Chapter 14, Devotional 9, Centurion Faith, Do You Have It? Matthew 8, verses 8 through 10 teach us, The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, Go, and he goes, and that one, Come, and he comes. I say to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Notice Jesus' reaction to the centurion's reply. He was astonished and went on to say to those following him, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. The centurion understood power and authority because he, like Jesus, walked in authority and exercised power over his soldiers. He had no doubts or reservations about Jesus' supernatural ability to perform miracles and heal. He was totally convinced. His faith was so intense that he believed that all Jesus had to do was give an order, say the word, and my servant will be healed. Every corporate executive, leader, manager, or supervisor I've ever worked with would be astonished to get this level of trust, support, and commitment from their employees. Sadly, we seldom see this level of unwavering faith and trust in our professional or personal lives. My spirit man knows that this fact grieves God as he watches and waits for his children to walk in faith and simply believe. As Christians, this passage should challenge and inspire us to take our faith to a higher level. When you read the Word, especially Jesus' teachings and promises, do you find yourself wanting to believe, but find that you struggle with doubt and unbelief? Are you absolutely certain that a spoken word is all you need to change your situation? Have you commanded your body to be healed and restored in the name of Jesus? Are you using your tongue to bless yourself and others? Are you declaring God's word over your life with an expectation that His word will come true? Child of God, I encourage you to ask the Lord to help you grow stronger in your faith and trust in Him. Ask Him to give you centurion faith. Be prepared to be astonished as you watch your faith change your life and the world around you. Lord, thank you for your word. Jesus, teach me and help me to have faith like the centurion with absolute confidence and trust in the power of your word. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.